It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
And live from the historic downtown square, here's Jason Summers.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner live from the historic Albia Square. We're going to announce the 2013 Restoration Day Road Race finalists, and what a race it was this morning. Beautiful morning for running here on the Albia Square. Balmy conditions, a little bit humidity in the air as well, and a very challenging road race that was tamed by these outstanding runners this morning. We're also going to talk with Coach Staten. Last night, the Blue Demons unveiled their 2013 football team, and the old shoe game is in the books. We're going to talk with him about last night, but more importantly, about this exciting upcoming season. The expectations are high. The bullseye is going to be on the Blue Demons, and Coach Staten's got to get his guys mentally prepared to handle the rigors of a very challenging district and a return back into state competition. But the talent's there, and we're going to talk with him about that and see if we can get some of his other coaches on the air as well. But right now, let's get to our finalists and winners of the 5K Fun Run of the 2013 Albia Restoration Days. Janny Dorpinghaus is going to join me up here. Janny, let's first real quick get you on the air. I know you work with the cross-country team here at Albia, both the boys and the girls. Coach Ratliff's been gone a little bit, and you and Coach Bill have had to really step in, as you always do. Lots of promise for both the boys and the girls this year, coming off a nice state run for the boys and the girls that made it last year. So this is a team with lots of expectations, kind of like the football team.
Yeah, we feel we're pretty strong heading into the season. The kids have done a lot of off-season training, and it paid off. We're looking good today.
Well, what an outstanding run here by both the girls and the boys. But let's get to our winners right now, our overall winners for the boys and the girls. Let's start with the ladies. In a blazing 21 minutes, 45 seconds, Michelle Manser, the overall ladies winner. Michelle, this trophy is as big as you. You come off an outstanding cross-country season last year. You got to have a little more confidence going into this season and something to build off of, and a great way to start it with getting this big trophy today. Has many words for us. What are you most excited about this season? You guys got lots of promise. that's the voice of excitement. Trust me, in her face, she's jubilant and ready to go. Have an outstanding cross-country season. Congratulations, 21 minutes. Was this a challenging course or what?
Yeah, it was. It was pretty challenging.
Everyone seems to be getting healthy and getting prepared. You guys took a little trip this summer. I know the guys did. And so do you think that's kind of getting you guys a little extra step this summer?
Yeah, it is.
Very good. I'll tell you what, she's so fast, she's even fast with her words. Michelle Manser, 21 minutes, 45 seconds, blazing time. The wind suddenly caught up with us. I bet the runners would like to have some of this wind a few minutes ago. All right, we're going to move to the men's side here on this special edition of the Coach's Corner. We're live from the Albia Historic Square announcing our 2013 Restoration Day 5K Road Race winners. Michelle Manser, the overall winner for the females. And now to the males. And this time, folks, is legitimate. When you can finish this race anywhere near the 20-minute mark, you have done something special. But when you can break the 18-minute mark, you're in the elite of the elite. And finishing in 17 minutes, 27 seconds, the overall male winner, Colton Dorpinghaus. Yeah, Mom's up here saying it should be faster. Well, tell her to go out and run it. Colton, you know, you guys really, as we just talked with your mom here, your coach, you guys got expectations, and they're set pretty high, particularly off the season you had last year.
Yeah, we've got a lot of returning runners, and we've all been working really hard this summer.
Well, the trip out to Colorado, getting a chance to run out there, and some altitude to kind of have to challenge with, but to learn some different things about how other runners run, some of the best runners across the country, that has to give you a little bit of an extra insight going into this year.
Yeah, it kind of inspired us a little bit. Like, we changed.
Come back here. I'm sorry. There you
we changed our whole entire like running program. So where we run with heart rate monitors now. It's going to help us run faster without like having to work as hard.
Well, Colton, that's an impressive start here to your season. You get a championship, back-to-back Restoration Day winners. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm excited for the season.
Well, you guys have a great season. Look forward to watching along the way and a trip back to state. That'd be a nice way to end this year.
Yeah.
Colton Dorpinghaus, 17 minutes, 27 seconds, folks. It's hard to drive that course in that time. All right, congratulations to our overall winners, Michelle Manser, Colton Dorpinghaus, both a part of the cross-country teams here in Albia, and they blazed the trail here this morning. We're going to move to our age group winners, and we're going to start with our 14 and under age group. I'll have you come up, and Coach Dorpinghaus is going to hand out your medals. Third place, 14 and under, Stephanie Berry. Come on up. Kylie Whitlow in a second place finish in the 14 and under. And Valerie Berry, the overall winner in the 14 and under age group. Congratulations, ladies, on an outstanding race. Boy, just a beautiful morning here on the northwest side of the square. The parade's going to be going off here in just about 45 minutes. So make sure that if you're out and about, you're working your way towards the Albia Square. Another big parade in store for Restoration Days. All right, moving to the 20 and under group. Second place finisher, Sarah Clark. Come on up, Sarah. Now, what color, you know, all these different colors of shoes, what color of shoes are those? What would you classify those?
Pink and orange.
Porange? That's what they are, porange. The overall winner in the the under 20 age group, Elizabeth Kent. Come on up. Now you have the porange. I think that you're more of the pinky, greeny. I don't know what it is, but the green highlights it. Are you ready for a cross country season?
Yep.
It's gonna be an outstanding year for you ladies, isn't it?
I believe so.
Well, congratulations on a great finish today, Elizabeth Kent, the winner in the age 20 and under group. From the 21 to 30 group, the third place winner goes to Tiffany Langer. Second place, Kaylin Schildmeier. And the winner in the 30 and underage group, Jamie Vaught Robeck. And they're working their way up. We're going to move to the 40 and underage group in the female division, Cheryl Armitage. You are the third-place finisher. Heather Hyman gets a second-place finish. And Tammy Griffin, the first-place finisher in the 40 and under age group. And the 50 and under. The third-place finisher goes to Leah Bachman. Second place to Mary Ann Sarver. And first place overall in the 50 and under age group, Darcy Whitlow. And Darcy, your time was in the 21s, and that is legitimate. That is outstanding. I'll have your times. I'll have the times up here afterwards. Also, in the newspaper, they'll be posted. The winners will be posted as well. And the 15 over age group, Kathy Carr, you are third place finisher. Katie McGinnis in our second place finish, and first place goes to Kim Passett. Congratulations, ladies. All right, now we're going to move to the men's side in the 14 and under age group. Cole Folkerts, you are the third place finisher. Carson Stocker with a second place finish, and the first place goes to Joe Berry. Congratulations, guys. In the 20 and underage group, a third place finish. Now, these folks are some really amazing times. Really amazing. All of them hover around the 20-minute mark or less. Third place finish goes to Eric Plate in 20 minutes, 7 seconds. Second place to Tyler Passett in an amazing 19 minutes, 43 seconds. And the first place finish in the 20 and under age group, Mason Cox, 19 minutes, 7 seconds. Tyler and Mason coming up. I want to talk with you guys real quick. All right, coaches tell them to sound intelligent. They just are intelligent. Tyler, let's start with you, buddy. Just to watch you over the last couple of years, the progression you've made and the passion you start to see demonstrated in that you have for running, you've made some amazing strides.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe you are focusing on going into this season, because this is a season I think is going to be a breakout for you and for this Albion cross-country team.
As Dorp was talking about, we're moving towards heart rate training, and that's going to make our whole team a lot better, a lot more balanceful, able to cover for each other, I guess, and do good.
Well, you know, this is a team sport, Mason, and sometimes people forget about this. You guys are competing as a team, and it takes those guys, every day in practice to make each other better, and then on the race day to be the encourager that helps you meet those strides at the right time. I think that's a lost thing about the cross country is how much of a team sport it is. He agrees. He shakes his head. Yes. But, you know, you and Dorpinghouse are right there at number one, number two, fighting it out this year. I know Tyler's right there with you guys. But each other, that competition just helps make each of you better.
Yeah, I think it does a lot. It helps us a lot, too.
Well, guys, great job, and congratulations on an outstanding race. Anytime you can finish this under 20 minutes, you've done something special. And today is a really challenging day. Congratulations. That's Mason Cox and Tyler Passett finishing 1 and 2 in the 20 and under age group. Moving to the 30 and under, John Schildmeier, you have a second place finish. And first place goes to Chris Yarkowski. In the 31 to 40 age group, Danny Crow, you have a second place finish. And first place goes to Matt White. .21:54, Mr. White. Excellent job. In the 41 to 50 age group, third place goes to my buddy. We have a third place tie. A third place tie. This is the first in Restoration Day history. A third place tie goes to John Robinette and Denny Ransom on a third place tie. It's the first time in history we've had a tie for third place. He was yielding it to you, but you'll have to give one to your buddy. How's that sound? All right, second place, Bill Winky. And your overall winner in the 41 over age group, 41 to 50 age group, Mark Fleming. Come on up. Excellent job, Mark. Now, Mark, you got to let the cat out of the bag, buddy. These people don't realize that you run this course every day, so you're kind of used to this.
It's pretty hard, no matter how many times you run it.
That is the truth. But once you get past that first hill and get that little bit of intimidation out of you, everything's downhill from there.
There's a whole lot of more hills after that one, though, depending on how far you go. But it's a good race, a good course. So.
Well, congratulations on a great run, Mark Fleming, the overall winner in the 41 to 50 age group. All right, moving into our 50 and over, Paul Maddy finishing third place in the 50 and over. Followed up by Coach Jeff Beal, and finishing first in that age group in a 20-minute, 14-second time, Bob Toms. Congratulations, guys. Coach, don't go down. They need you, buddy. He thought he was going to hide from this mic. I know he did. What are you doing? Get up here, Coach. Don't be hiding from me. Bob, congratulations, buddy. Bob's a long-timer. Great race today. Bob's time, 20 minutes, 14 seconds. That's pretty special. Coach, you've battled some health conditions here, and that kind of kept you away a little bit, but you look like you're starting to meet stride.
Yeah, well, took the last month off, so.
Well, talk a little bit about this team. I know you, just talking with Jenny, you and Coach Ratliff over the summer, there are high expectations for this group of kids, and we just saw why.
Well, you know, when we take the boys group to state last year, took Michelle to state last year, the kids have all put in a lot of time this summer. We're not talking just, 20-minute run. We're talking morning run, evening run. Todd takes them in the morning. I take them at night. and they put in a lot of miles. Going out to Colorado was a big deal. We learned that some of the things we're doing was good, some of the things we needed to work on, and the kids bought into, okay, we're doing the right stuff. So they're more willing to work a little harder, and it's going to show. We're going to do good this year.
You got the guys crunch right there at the top, and I think that's really important when you have runners that can really push one another, and I think that's going to be the real difference maker this year. You got guys that have really stepped up their running, and ladies, and I think that makes everyone a little bit better, and they're really pushing each other.
Yeah, we got several kids that are pretty competitive to start out with, and then when they're that close, it helps a lot, and seeing what like the young man that Sarvers are having stay with them coming into the community, and we're going to be talking to that boy too.
I think there'll be some recruiting going on. All right, Coach Beal, thanks so much for stopping by. Great race for him, and I want to thank all the participants for the road race on an outstanding job this 2013 year. A very challenging course, folks. If you you just need to drive it, if you're coming through town, drive Old 34 out to Quality Ag, turn it around, and see if your car doesn't like the ride, because it is a challenge. And the heat this morning really made it a little extra challenge for these runners, but they did it. And smashing time, and Colton Dorpinghaus, Michelle Mansour, the overall winners, and the male and females. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here, back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. We're live from the Albia Square. Coach Staten sitting in the wings. We're going to talk about this high expectations that are laid on this Albia Blue Union football team, and they've got the medal to do it. Let's see if we can find out the secret ingredients behind Coach Staten's plan for this upcoming season. When we come back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's a great time to update your home now during Menards Door Sale. Save big on garage doors, storm doors, entry doors, interior doors, and more from top brands including Chamber Door. Right now, our entire selection of storm doors by Chamber Door is on sale. The Summer Lee model features a thick aluminum frame plus nickel hardware with a night lock. Now just $139. Check out this and many more great deals now during Menards Door Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Kids of all ages are headed back to school, and Danco Sporting Goods on the northeast side of the Centerville Square is ready to equip everyone in the family with shoes for back to school and athletic wear. Right now, Danco has 20% off all baseball equipment and 20% off all women's sandals in stock. Plus, Danco has what you need in sporting equipment. Danco Incorporated is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and from 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the special edition of Coach's Corner, live from the Albia Square on this Restoration Day Saturday. And a beautiful Saturday to get things kicked off. Parade at 10 o'clock. The Restoration Road Day race is in the books. Colton Dorpinghaus, Michelle Manser is the overall winners. Talking about winners, Albia football, that's a winner. And I've got the winning coach, the Hall of Fame coach, Jerry Staden, standing next to me. And Coach, it just seems like a blink of an eye ago, and we were doing this a year ago with a team that had great expectations. But maybe that bullseye just got a little bit bigger on this Blue Demon football team. And you know, you talk about all the important things you got to do on a football field, but I think one of the more important things, or one of the most important things, is getting a team mentally prepared. And now you guys are dealing with the fact that you got expectations put on your guys, and that bullseye that used to be on someone else is now on you.
I'm going to answer your question in just a minute, but I want to have everybody look around at this square. Isn't this a good-looking square? Albia has done a great job of building up the downtown area, and I came by a building a block away that the Mick family redid, and have an old Model A truck in there. There's a lot of great things happening in Albia. This is a great place for people to raise a family, and we have great support from our community, and our kids are working hard. And we don't look upon it as having a bullseye on our back, because we should start every practice and every game working to be our best and not thinking about what other schools are looking at or what they want to try to do to us. It's us against us. Our best effort is what we're looking for. And our kids are getting there. We have a little bit of bonding to do yet. We have to make sure that we don't have any players that are thinking the team is about them, that it's a team effort. And when we get it all put together and we get healthy, we get some players out for discipline or out for injury, and when we get everybody put together, it's going to be a really good fun season, I think.
Well, Coach, you gave us so many exciting moments last year, and I know that everyone's excited for football this season. You know, when you look at this team, you see lots of guys that can flat out fly, and they can run on the field, and you saw that during the track season. But I think one of the things that's a great indicator for me is that when you look at the guys, you can see guys that now are physically maturing. And that tells me they've been doing the things that are important in the off season and have committed to buying into working out and hitting the weight room and being out for those other sports that you encourage them to do.
Well, this is probably the fastest team I've ever coached overall in 50 years. We have several activities we do in practice where it's kind of a combative thing, and the wrestlers just shot to the top in that thing. So there's a demonstration of the advantage of wrestling. And, of course, we have the fast guys from the track team that are breaking some long plays in practice. They did not break them last night because we had the team all split up, and they learned a lesson that it's not all about the running back. It's a lot about the people up front that do the blocking. But I saw a lot of good things. I'm never pleased with the old shoe game because it's so ragged by dividing the teams up evenly. But I did think that our defensive line showed really good promise. And our defensive backs made some great open field tackles against some really good, what we think are good running backs. So there are a lot of positive things going on. We just have to put it all together, and our focus now goes to Fairfield, and Fairfield is our opponent on the schedule, but our real opponent is us, being the best we can be and presenting our best mental attitude and coming together and bonding. First you bond, then you become a team. And we got a little bit of work to do there yet, but we're making progress, taking baby steps. And when we fall down, we fall forward. So I think as the season progresses, if you think last year was exciting, wait till you get a load of this season. These guys really want to do well, and I expect them to listen to the coaches and come together as a team.
Coach, real quick, I want to talk to you about the special skill players you got on this team, because you have some really special skill players that can do amazing things. You're going to need these skill players to get the job done. And I'm not talking about the guys that touch the football. I'm talking about the guys up front that get the job done. And I know they're near and dear to your heart. But those skill players, you've got some guys that got to fill in shoes from the holes that are there. But we need those skill players to do their job up front, and that's where everything happens.
Well, you're right on the money. When the quarterback gets sacked, the offensive line gets a lot of attention. And when the running back runs 70 yards for a touchdown, they get no attention, and it all goes to the guy that carries the ball across the end zone. So, yes, we love our offensive linemen, and these guys are forming a tight bond and a brotherhood. We lost one of our players. He got stepped on and broke a bone in his foot, and he was out at the hospital, and at the end of practice, every offensive lineman went out to see how he was doing. That's pretty special. But we have some young players that are going to have to play like juniors. We're going to start several sophomores, and they've got to grow up fast. That's a good thing about having two non-district games. They get a chance to get some experience, and the game will slow down as they get older. When Brett Leshin went into a varsity game as a freshman, the game was really, really fast. But now that he's experienced, the game has slowed down. The same is true for the offensive linemen. That first series, Friday night, they'll have great big eyes and be all excited. And then as the game goes on, I hope they settle in and realize that it's one play at a time and do your assignment. If you get your assignment done, good things happen with the football. So the linemen on offense are unselfish. They know they're not going to get their name called over the PA except once when the introduction takes place. And if we introduce the defense, they never get mentioned. So they accept that, and that's just the way it goes. And they get their satisfaction from seeing the running back high heels down the sidelines for a touchdown.
Well, Coach Dayton, I know you got a great coaching staff, and you know, you have lots of guys that carry the weight of this team, and you got two that are here. I know that the players take the old shoe game serious, but I know it's a real matchup for your coaches as well. And you brought a couple of your outstanding coaches with you today.
We have a very good coaching staff, and they're getting along very well together. They're looking after each other and working well, and I'm proud of them. They work hard, and only four of them get any kind of salary at all for doing it. The rest of them all do it out of the love of the game, and you got to really appreciate that. And whether you're paid or not paid, it doesn't matter. You have a voice and you have responsibility. You take care of your job. But this year, we're even looking after each other, and I like that. This is the most fun season so far as the coaching staff and the development of our staff.
Well, we're talking with Coach Dayton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Famer, and we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and talk with Coach Folkerts here in just a second, along with Coach Farrington about this upcoming season. Coach Farrington has been the champion of the old shoe game, but out of the kindness of his heart last night, he allowed the other guys to get a big W on their side. We're going to come back and talk to these outstanding coaches when we come back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Pete. My friends call me Play It Again Pete because I never give up. Like the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, do something different. No, wait, it's try again. Anyway, the Iowa Lottery's Summer Cash Play It Again promotion is just right for me. 6 scratch games with great cash prizes, and I can enter non-winning tickets online for a drawing with 40 prizes totaling $250,000. Go to ialottery.com for more details, and remember, don't give up, just play it again.
Woohoo!
What if the number 7 didn't exist? We could only sail the 6 seas. There'd be a secret agent named 00-whatever. We wouldn't know when to stretch at baseball games. Fortunately, the Iowa Lottery has plenty of sevens to go around, thanks to our new Blazing Hot Sevens game book. 7 exciting scratch games at one great price, and you could win up to $100,000. Remember, though, this Iowa Lottery game book is void if separated. So if you win, keep it together. Blazing Hot Sevens. Get yours today.
Woohoo!
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
I can tell you love beautiful things. For a beautiful dining experience, make reservations for a luncheon or a tea at Slyckhouse Twilight Tea Room, located in the historic schoolhouse in Williamson. Luncheons in August are on the 21st and 28th, and Sunday teas on the 25th. Your door admission of $15 includes luncheon and complimentary teas. Luncheons and teas begin at 11:30. You must have reservations, so call 515-707-9621. Give yourself a beautiful experience.
Hi, I'm Gracie Wepker.
Hi, I'm Bailey Wepker.
We want to invite you to Josh Jam 2013 at the LaVilla Ballfield on Saturday, August 24th from 3 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Josh Jam is a member of our daddy, Josh Wepker.
There will be 6 great bands.
There will be kids games in the afternoon.
The cover charge is only $20.
And you get dinner.
All proceeds go to scholarships and memory of our daddy.
See you at Josh Jam.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Kids of all ages are headed back to school, and Danco Sporting Goods on the northeast side of the Centerville Square is ready to equip everyone in the family with shoes for back to school and athletic wear. Right now, Danco has 20% off all baseball equipment and 20% off all women's sandals in stock. Plus, Danco has what you need in sporting equipment. Danco Incorporated is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and from 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner, live from the Albia Square on this special edition as we're talking Albia football as we get ready for the parade to start here in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're going to keep the conversation on Albia Blue Demon football, just 6 days and a few hours away from the opening kickoff of this 2013 season. I've got Coach Folker standing next to me, and Coach Farrington over here, he's been the reigning champ of the old shoe game, and I just thought it was really generous of him to allow you other coaches to have a chance to feel what a W feels like on the old shoe game.
Generous? You better get stock and Kleenex because he's still balling.
He came in a little teary-eyed, but he's going to have to get those eyes wiped off because that offense has got to get prepared for a big week of football a week away. But the good news, I think, about his offense is it's been sharpened up with this outstanding defense that you guys are working with.
Yeah, we're looking pretty decent this year on defense. We're a little nervous to start with because we are so young. I think we've only got 3 seniors on the defensive side of the ball right now. But those 3 seniors have stepped it up and helped coach up the younger kids, and they've really received it well. And last night they looked really impressive as far as doing their job, doing their 111th, and that's all we can ask out of them.
Coach talked a little bit before that that defensive line looked pretty tough up there. And I think one of the things with the defensive line is you got to get guys that play smart but aggressive football, but get off the ball. You know, sometimes guys stand around, they want to dance with the guy across from them. But on defense, you got to be off that ball in a hurry.
Yeah, we've had the seniors that we have right now have had some good people to watch and good people to fall in behind, because the guys that have been there in the past have just kept raising the bar and raising the bar, and And now they've got such high expectations that they've brought the younger kids up with them, and we have an extremely strong and quick defensive line this year. So I'm looking forward to it. I hate to get my hopes up too high because you got to keep them based, you know, but they are very coachable. They know their job. They know, and they do their job.
Well, you know, one thing about being able to know your job is having the repetition of it. You know, having grown up in it, and now you know with the number of years into the program, I think that is one of those things that we start to see as an advantage. Is that Coach Staten's program now is solid inside the program all the way from 5 to 5th grade all the way up, and so you got guys that have been experienced in the program, and you don't have to retrain them each and every year on the basics of the program.
Yeah, I think this is probably the kids that are coming through right now are the kids that get taught the same thing in the 5th and 6th grade and the 7th and 8th grade. So they've had this year after year after year. So it makes it a lot easier. And you know, like I say, that the kids have just set their goals so high that they expect more. It almost makes me nervous because they expect us to teach them more. And you know, we do get a lot of time with them now, and we do get to work on the little things. And you know, it takes talent to play the game of football. It takes the little things is what it takes to sharpen up to win a state championship, and that's where they've got their goals. And you know, if you talk to the kids, I tell that to them every day, every 15, 20 minutes. We're saying the same thing over and over again, and we keep reviewing our plays and going over the plays, and you know, repetition is the hammer that fastens the thought, and they know that, and they don't complain. They just keep getting after it, and that's what I like about this group.
Well, Coach, you guys get to see that offense, and with all the firepower that you find in this offense, I think the advantage is the speed that we have out on all the on the outside, and the strength. There's just something being done in the weight room, and that's going to give our opponents lots of headaches, and I'm sure it does your defense in practice.
You know, and we've got a outstanding weight room. You know, I think Neil Mick's done a great job, or Coach Mick has done a great job of helping them kids, get them directed in the right direction. You know, I know there's several different workouts, you know, but you still got your base, your core workouts that you have to do, and we're really starting to see the effects of these kids now have been in the weight room since 7th grade that are seniors right now, and this year we've seen their bench presses go up on the kids that are lifting like they're supposed to at least 20%. And you know, I know there's several kids that went from like 190 to 250 on their bench press, from 275 to 300. And you got the kids are just so strong this year. And that I just take my hat off to Neil because he's doing a great job, and the coaches in the weight room.
Well, the 200 club was a lonely old club there for a while, and now the 300 club is getting some presence. And Coach Farrington, Coach, I allowed you to get the Kleenex box emptied and get those tears off. All joking aside, thank you, Coach Folkerts. Coach Tim Folkerts, outstanding coach for the Albion Blue Demons. You know, this football program starting to really feel the benefits of having a solid program and guys that have been in the kids been in the program, not just in the physical side of things and in the X and O's side of the football game, but in the mental side, that mental game that we know has to be won as well.
You're exactly right, Jason. Those kids are, you know, they're the ones out there on the field, and the more experience they have, the more ability they can come back and tell us exactly what's going on, and then we can make adjustments together. They make suggestions. We listen. And, you know, working together, we're just so much better than if just, you know, it's just the coaches making those decisions because the kids are inexperienced like it was a few years ago.
Talking with Scott Farrington, the offensive coordinator, and I'm going to announce that, and that's a new role for you. I know you've been doing the play calling and helping out, of course, but this is a big play playbook that you get to orchestrate.
Well, that's what it is on paper. You still have to have everything come together. I think last night when you split everybody up, it kind of shows that you really got to practice together as a group for things to work well. And so we're going to work on that this week, you know, sharpening some things up. We got some things that we sure think we can do, and we're going to give it a shot. We got some new things, but at the same time, we want to use those new things as a complement to what we have been doing because, you know, we've been pretty successful in the past at those things as well.
Got a quarterback that's got going to be 4 years at the quarterback. That's really, really rare in the high school level, and it's rare to have a quarterback with such athleticism, experience, strength, and just determination to win. You got a special combination to start with.
Well, Brett's looking good, and he has got a lot of experience. And he was one of the ones. He was not on my team last night, and I think he was over there feeding Coach Huber plays. But anyway, you know, we've got him. But we got, you know, the boys up front are getting the job done. Coach Dykstra always doing a great job with the offensive line, and that's a key because early in the year last year we had good talent as well, but we just weren't moving the ball as we needed to because the blocking wasn't there quite yet. So we're developing that, and we're looking to get the ball, you know, a little more to the outside and a little further down the field this year, and hopefully use some of that speed out in the open.
Well, you know, to me, offense is kind of like dancing. You know the steps, but you got to do it together, and it takes a little while to get those steps down together. But we've seen it year after year that being the case. But this is a team, Coach, I think is going to give you some lots of ability to open up that playbook and have some fun this season.
We sure hope so. That's that's always the goal as an offensive coordinator, to put points on the board. But you know, each game's different, and you know the other team's practicing too. So the one thing we can't do is just think that we're going to line up and run by people, because you still have to block, you still have to make the throw at the proper person, and the person has to catch the ball. If we're running the ball, you still got to block, and the guy's got to make good cuts. We got to hang on to the ball, get rid of turnovers. There's just a lot of things that have to happen for the offensive side to work well, but we certainly do have a lot more weapons than we have had in the past.
Scott Farrington, outstanding offensive coordinator for the Albion Blue Demons, and boy, he's going to have some firepower to work with this year. And this team is not only making the physical strides, but you get to talk to these kids, you find they're winning the mental game as well, and they're outstanding kids. They're out here setting things up for this Restoration Day with the tents and the table, so they're getting the character side one as well. Another Restoration Day is in the book. The road race is in. Michelle Manser and Colton Dorpinghouse, your winners. And again, just 6 days away from the opening kickoff. Friday Night Lights will be on the air Friday night at 6 o'clock. But the parade just moments away. So get up here to the historic Albion Square. You've been listening to this special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Have a great Restoration Day Saturday. Thanks for listening.